From Tidbits on December 7th, 2009, this is the audio edition of Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates for December 7th, 2009, written by Tidbits staff. Dialectic 1.5. JN Software has released a significant maintenance update to the phone dialog utility Dialectic. The latest version adds incoming call detection for the iPhone, a services workflow item to enable contextual menu dialing for Snow Leopard users, a Google Quick Search plugin, preferences for the call timer, and a separate call timer status window. The update also improves formatting of address book phone numbers, detection of different call types, accuracy of the caller ID feature, and reliability of internet-based calling methods such as Google Voice and Vonage. For more information, see Dialectic Simplifies Dialing Any Type of Phone, published on April 10, 2008. Handbrake 0.9.4. A year after its last significant update, version 0.9.4 of the open-source video conversion program Handbrake has been released. The update incorporates the latest version of the X264 video encoder, offers 64-bit builds with 10% greater performance for most Intel-based Macs, adds soft subtitles which users can turn on or off, and includes a new live preview window. Also, input support has been improved for DVD and non-DVD sources, encoding now shifts to maintain a set quality rather than maintaining a constant bitrate, and unnecessary encoding presets have been eliminated. Labels and Addresses 1.5. Just in time for the holidays, Beelight Software has released the latest version of Labels and Addresses, their tool for printing labels and envelopes. In addition to adding 22 new holiday design sets and 30 new templates, version 1.5 brings support for Aperture, the capability to design and print double-sided envelopes and postcards, and Spanish and French localizations. Also new is integration with Google Maps, enabling users to indicate their location on a card or envelope, perfect for hosts of holiday parties. Finally, several minor bugs have been fixed, including one that would lead to an application freeze when working with certain printers in the print dialog. Full release notes are available on Beelight Software's website. Electric Sheep 2.7b21. If you use the Electric Sheep screensaver, please download this important update, which fixes a bug that caused the previous version to hammer the Sheep download server. The update also adds a count of how many times a particular sheep has appeared when you press F4, timestamps log entries, and makes it possible for you to tweak how many sheeps are shown based on how often they are played. To learn more about Electric Sheep, see Top 10 Screensavers for the 21st Century, published on February 23, 2009. Java for Mac OS X 10.6 Update 1. Apple has released the latest version of Java SE 6, 1.6.017, for Mac OS X 10.6 Snow Leopard, improving its reliability and security. The update supersedes all prior Java for Mac OS X updates. The update addresses multiple security vulnerabilities that could enable an untrusted Java applet on a maliciously crafted website to obtain elevated user privileges and execute arbitrary code. A vulnerability that caused expired Java applet certificates to be treated as valid has also been addressed. Details regarding the security aspects of this update are available on Apple's website. The update requires Mac OS X 10.6.2 and is available via Software Update or the Apple Support Downloads page. Java for Mac OS X 10.5 Update 6. Apple has released the latest versions of J2SE 5.0, 1.5.022, and Java SE 6, 1.6.017 for Mac OS X 10.5 Leopard, improving their reliability and security. The update supersedes all prior Java for Mac OS X updates. The update addresses multiple security vulnerabilities that could enable an untrusted Java applet on a maliciously crafted website to obtain elevated user privileges and execute arbitrary code. A vulnerability that caused expired Java applet certificates to be treated as valid has also been addressed. Details regarding the security aspects of this update are available on Apple's website. Java 1.4.222 is no longer being updated. Which is no longer being updated is also vulnerable to these issues and has thus been disabled by default in this update. The update requires Mac OS X 10.5.8, supports both Intel-based and PowerPC-based Macs, though Java SE6 is available only on 64-bit Intel-based Macs, and is available via software update or the Apple Supports Downloads page. Rumpus 6.2. For those who want to control their own file transfer servers, Maxim Development has released the latest version of its FTP and web file transfer server, Rumpus. The update adds support for Growl, the capability to search files by name and content, an optimized interface for viewing files on the iPhone, a new set of web interface options, and automatic drop shipping for transferring large files securely. Also, email encryption is now supported, restrictions on file types specified for Web File Manager WFM settings now apply to FTP transfers, FileWatch now enables users to send outbound messages via Apple Mail, and Chinese WFM translations have been added. TweetDeck version 0.32.0. Ayn Dodsworth has released the latest version of his Adobe Air-based Twitter client, TweetDeck. Changes include integration with linked accounts, the capability to geotag tweets with your location, the option to choose between Twitter's new style for retweets and the old style, and an improved interface featuring a new ad column screen. Also, support for Twitter's new list feature, see Twitter Ads Lists finally, published on October 30th, 2009, has been added, ensuring full compatibility with Twitter while maintaining the functionality of TweetDeck groups. Old groups will still be available to you, but you won't be able to add any more new ones. A full list of changes and bug fixes is available on Dodsworth's website. Mars Edit 2.4. Red Sweater Software has released several updates to its popular blog posting software Mars Edit since we last checked in, the most recent being version 2.4. For more info, see Mars Edit 2.0 Blasts Off, published on September 10, 2007. Changes since Mars Edit 2.0 include the capability to search drafts and entries, the capability to save drafts to a server, support for native tags, and an improved web preview. Also, Atom Pub support has been added, Mars Edit's markup macros can now be used in the media window, and performance speeds of the program launch, web log entry sort, and the media manager have been enhanced. Finally, support has been added for Tumblr and Squarespace, and Technorati tags are now easier to edit. Mailplane 2.1.1. Uncomplex has released a minor maintenance update to Mailplane, its WebKit wrapper for Gmail that maintains Gmail's interface while adding standard macOS 10 features like drag-and-drop attachments, Growl notifications, and screenshot capabilities. The latest version adds support for Flash 10.1 beta, further improves offline capabilities, and enhances the auto BBCC feature. Also, several bugs have been fixed, including one that prevented AutoBCC from working when replying, one that led to notification problems when spaces were included in an email address, one that prevented Mailplane from starting if it was housed in a folder that contained a forward slash in its name, and one that caused the program to crash on first launch. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Doug McLean, and thanks for listening.